Yep.
Hey, it's Chris Gadwell. I got arrested June 9th, I believe it was, in Auburn, Massachusetts. They got me at the Worcester, Worcester County. You guys probably understand the difference between the spelling and the pronunciation of that place. House Corrections. Today is, I think it's the 16th, right?
17th.
Oh, Jesus Christ, it's the 17th already. And so I've been here a little over a week now. Adequate Christian Mom, the Telegram account, she's helped me out. I can't update my phone list very often. It's my understanding that you can send me letters here. I'm segregated from the rest of the population. I don't have a tablet, so I can't use the email system. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. They hit me with a low-level possession charge, and then they, like, jacked it up with all this intent to distribute nonsense. So what they told me, the amounts that they say they found do not support that claim at all. I'm no drug dealer. I have no money, okay? And so, like, I don't know what it is that they think that they're doing other than driving my bail up. I don't think that they get a conviction on these charges, but they get to make my life a living hell in the interim. And so, you know, look, I understand how people, you know, generally they tend to frown upon vice and for good reason. And, you know, I told them that they were aiming us as well. You know, you want to send me to a drug rehab program, that's perfectly fine with me, actually. So, all I'm saying right now is that these charges that they have on me are a bunch of nonsense. I'm being told now that there might be like four CIs or something like that. It looks like there's some kind of setup involved. I'm not surprised by that because I told you these people are following me around. This arrest happened that this lunatic was following me around. I decided to go see where she went, and then she followed me out of where she went, and she smashed into the back of my car from behind. And then they act like this is my fault somehow, and they say it's a road rage incident. Some lunatic smashes into me for behind. And so this whole thing is a mess. I need your help. If you could put money on my poker chair, I don't even know how to do it. If you could bail me out of here, my bail's $25,000. I'm asking for help. If anybody knows how to do that, you want to coordinate through it, Adequate Christian Mom on Telegram. I need your help, guys. Please do what you can to try to help me out, whether it's to send books or whether it's to send money or whether it's to bail me out even better. You know, I keep on telling you that I got an announcement to make and things keep on getting in the way of me telling it. So you're like, I want to file a civil lawsuit. I've been driving around. I think part of the reason they hit me with all these traffic issues is because they got like 20 phones in the car. But the phones are all set up as cameras, okay? I've been taking license plates of these lunatics following me around. Shit is serious. It's not a goddamn drug addict delusion that some maniacs have been following me around all over the place. I got their license plates, okay? I want to file a lawsuit, find out what the hell's been going on. And I think that we're going to find out interesting things when that happens, but I got to get that out of here because I can't litigate from this place. So any help that you can make, please, Christopher Kenwell. I'm in the Worcester County House of Corrections in Massachusetts. Mom is my friend. Get her into the inner circle group, guys. Somebody who is in that inner circle group, please enter her in that, make her an admin, and allow her to make other admins. You know, thank you all who have helped in the past. Thank you all who have helped in the future. And I understand that some of you kind of haven't had it with me, but, you know, those of you who still have me, thank you so much. That's the end of my message.